in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci with you for the next hour on Cleveland Browns Daily. Good show for you tonight. We've got the top dog with us, Hanford Dixon, as we bring him into the fold. He is with us now as a regular. You're going to hear from him twice a week on this show and most weeks, and that'll be the case this week today, and then you'll hear him again on Thursday. So he's in studio with us. You're also going to hear from Les Levine, longtime sports talk show host in Northeast Ohio. You know him from the Time Warner show, More Sports with Les Levine. That's on, again, Channel 23 on Time Warner. So Les is with us, and we'll get his takes on what's happened so far in free agency. And in talking about the NFL in general, we're going to talk with Hanford primarily about – we're going to talk about Browns always, but we're going to also – concentrate on what happened today officially, Peyton Manning, a done deal with the Denver Broncos. What are the ramifications of that? How will that affect the Broncos? Certainly, you've got to talk about where Tim Tebow's destination next place might be. Or will he still be there? Will he still be a Bronco? Hard to fathom him hanging around after the Manning signing, but we'll dive into that with Hanford Dixon. And we get questions from you. You send them to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also phone them in via our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2059, or locally 440-824-6138. And we received, and I'll tell you what, you're passionate. And a lot of you are angry. You sound angry in your voicemails, and we don't avoid those either. So let's play. This one is from one of the angrier fans. Let's listen.
Yes, Vic, how you doing? My name is Aaron Duncan. I'm in Virginia, lifelong Cleveland Browns fan since the 80s. Question for you, Vic. What are the Browns doing to show that they are committed to being a winning organization and competing in a league that has parity? The salary cap ramifications, all the things that have been put in place for free agency and the draft, what are the Browns doing to show the fan base that they're committed to winning? I don't see it. I don't see the Browns selling out. I don't see the Browns making a splash move. They change coaches, every 2 to 3 years. This is ridiculous, as a fan of a Cleveland Browns for over 20 years, to see them put this type of product on the football field. This is terrible. Vic, we need to stir the fan base up. We need to get out here and see if this Browns organization, the ownership, is committed to winning. And I just don't see that. So, we'd like to hear your responses on that. Thank you.
Okay, and I'll give you my response. And we appreciate the call, and we appreciate the passion. And you sound obviously frustrated, angry, and I get it. I get that you haven't seen enough from this team to make you excited, happy. But I object to the notion that there isn't a commitment to winning. The fact that the team isn't winning doesn't mean the organization is not committed to trying to do so or make that happen. I'm in this building every day. I can assure you, here in Berea, the attitude is the effort is there to try to make this happen, and that all the energy and focus is on trying to make that happen. And I'll go a step further. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't want to be part of this if I didn't believe the effort was that. I didn't sign up for this to sign up for a place that was, okay, yeah, we're just going to go through the motions with the football product. You do that nice little radio show. You do the stuff for the internet, do some TV stuff, and we're just going to play along here and, you know, pretend like we're running a football team. That's not how it works. That is not what Mike Holmgren is all about, or Tom Heckert is all about, or Pat Shurmur. They don't need, and I'm not here defending them. I'm giving you the perspective of why I want to be here and why I'm here, okay? Because you asked me to respond to your saying you don't see any effort being made to get this done, and that's not so. Now, the results haven't been there. What is going on now to lead anyone to believe that it's going to get better? I believe this. I believe this team will draft well, as it has for the past 2 years. The key is the draft. Now, that bothers some people. Maybe it's bothering you that you haven't seen enough heat and light and excitement and spark from free agency to get you stirred up. But that isn't the be-all, end-all. And in most cases, free agency does not help you as much as the draft does. History does show that. There are some hits in free agency. There are a whole lot of misses. A whole lot of misses. So just because you see other teams add free agents, big ticket guys, does not mean that everyone else, including the Browns, is sitting around on their hands doing nothing and not caring about getting better. It doesn't mean that. And the calculated moves that you make, the moves, the selective moves that are going on, I'm going to talk more about this with Hanford Dixon, I'm going to talk more about this with Les Levine, but signing a DeQuell Jackson to an extension, bringing in a Frosty Rucker at the defensive end position, making your D-line better at a spot it needed to improve immediately, and it does, and he's an improvement over Jamie Mitchell, and giving a contract to Dimitri Patterson, those are all, just highlighting, those are all good moves. Keeping a Phil Dawson in the fold and getting him to sign a franchise tender, good move. Those all count. They count. Even the moves that are with people you already know that are on the team, that counts as much as any outsider you bring in. So there's my response to your perspective, but we want that perspective, and we're not afraid to show or share with you the people who are angry. And we get angry as well as happy, but there's not a lot of reason to be happy. I get that. I get that. And it's the burden of proof. I mean, the onus is on the football team to make it better. And this is a critical draft to do that. I will absolutely say that. And what happens after that, we'll see. But I'm willing to give them, the people who are making the decisions in this draft, the credit that I think they deserve for credit, or the credibility to do it right. All right, in a couple of minutes, we start the first of two segments with our good buddy Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Part of this show on a regular basis on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance.
Clear straights rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to.
Billboard Connection knows how to say it for you.
Billboard Connection is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out and let you be seen.
They do it all when it comes to large format advertising.
Billboards, buses, malls, and so much more.
Big or small,
they have the right solutions for you.
Find them online at StarPointStudio.com along with all their partners.
They're the answer for what you need to say.
Billboard Connection can say it the right way.
They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR.
And that says it all.
Check them out at StarPointStudio.com.
Today, and you can say it your way.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
I've got auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote?
An auto quote?
We have liability and collision with a $250 deductible going once.
Wait.
Going twice.
Quit.
Sold to the woman with the confused look on her face.
Getting a quote shouldn't be such a rush. At Liberty Mutual, we'll take the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Good rejoin music there by Dave DiNatale, our producer tonight. Bad to the bone, and that's an apt song for our next guest here. He's a regular on this show. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. You know, anytime you start to play that dog song, I get going. I have to control myself because I get ready to bark at any second.
And it tends to frighten some of the people in our studio, but they're now getting used to it. As I said, with you, I think the more times you're here, the more they'll get used to it.
And you know, it just comes natural with me.
Of course.
I mean, even though there's no wide receivers in the studio here, but I just want to bark.
You always see a wide receiver.
I want to go. Anytime I tell a wide receiver, anytime, anywhere, let's go.
just to start with this, that point that you are always thinking with that defensive mentality. And as we look, and I touched upon this a little bit in the monologue there, but as we look at what this team has done so far, and as we see the moves that have been made, all concentrated on the defense, or mostly concentrated certainly on the defensive side of the ball. Want to get your take on the idea that you're starting there, I think logically, because it's your quickest path to success. It doesn't mean you turn your back on offense or forget that this team was very, very mediocre to awful offensively, but the way they're working this defensive side of the ball right now, to me, is a good thing. And actually, you know, when you break it down, it seems like each of these moves makes sense.
Well, there is no question, Vic, and you know, and I understand the frustration coming from everybody, especially the fans, and they want to see us do a lot of things on offense right away, but they're saying the defense is already intact or are a lot better off than the offense, but not necessarily the case. You know, I think the big move all started with this football team is when we came and we re-signed DeQuell Jackson. I mean, a big, big move. I mean, you're talking about a young man, 158 tackles. Out of the 158 tackles, 116 of those were solo, which is phenomenal. Guy had 3.5 sacks, and I'll just sum this whole thing up with the type of guy that he is. And I was trying to think of which one of the players on the team said this, but I remember, and this stuck with me, one of them said, the question came, if you were in a foxhole, which one of the guys on the team would you want to be in there with, and which guy would you want to have your back? And right off the bat was DeQuell Jackson. And that'll tell you the type of guy that he is, but a phenomenal leader, a great guy. I think this was his sixth year.
Yeah.
And this showed a lot. And then to go, Vic, to shore up that defensive line where you know we need somebody to come in here with Shear. I mean, Shear just had a phenomenal year. I mean, he came in and, 8.5 sacks, I think he had in his rookie season. And he's not going to do anything but get better and better and better and to put pressure on that quarterback. And you know, people talk about Rucker, but Rucker is a guy that we got from Cincinnati, a guy I think he's started like 11 games, wanted more starting time. I think he had, what, four sacks or something like that?
That was his career high for a season, but he was part of a rotation.
Right.
Mike Zimmer's
team. And a number of pressures, and he's a guy that's raring to get in here, a guy that's already familiar with the AFC North, a guy that's going to come in here, and he's just going to help us. And then with the addition of Parker, who is a veteran player, a guy that's been around, yeah. I'm telling you, it just means a lot with everything else we have on that defense.
I want to back up to DeQuell Jackson. You make all great points, and we'll touch on all of these. And you mentioned Jaquel Parker as well, not to be forgotten as an addition on the D-line, more experience too. But with Jackson, from the perspective that you can have as a corner, as a guy who played corner in this league, how important and was part of a really good defense. A lot of that was, okay, you and Frank Minifield doing your thing to contain, shut people down, and cause quarterbacks to hold the ball longer to help your front seven. But the key, too, was that your front seven had some very good people on the interior. That middle linebacker or that inside guy is so vital to everybody.
Vic, no question. He is the captain on that football team. And I'm going to throw some names out.
Yeah.
Way back, Dick Ambrose was another guy. We call him Judge Ambrose right now. Was another guy who was a captain on the field. Mike Johnson, Stonewall Jackson, names of guys who had that linebacker position, because those are the guys that make sure the defense gets called, make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be on the defense. And a lot of times, they're the guys when that defensive line is not where they're supposed to be, when that formation come up front, you see that guy, he's running up, he's patting those guys on the back, hey, move here, making sure they are where they're supposed to be. So that's a very, very important guy on the defense, and I'm just happy that we brought him back and signed him on this team.
And for Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and the rest of the points you made, adding Frosty Rucker, the free agent signing from last week, to the defensive line. It's experience that he brings, also some good size. I mean, 200. We had him on the show via phone last night. 280 pounds. There's some versatility there, Hanford. That's a big guy at that position who gives you, I think, enough athleticism to get off the ball, get you some rush, but also just that size to give you some containment to deal with the running game.
Yeah, because a lot of times what those guys do at that position, not only is he have big size, again, you're talking about he's a long guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy, what I mean by that is he's going to be able to get his hands up in the air, and a lot of times when he can't get to the quarterback, he get his hands up in the air, and he's going to deflect that ball and knock that ball down or fix it so the quarterback can't see downfield. That is amazing. And then you got Parker. I think Parker's 6'2", 250. Still not a small guy, a big guy, a guy that can get up the field. So it's important for that defensive line. I've always said, Vic, the game of football is played on the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. That's where it all starts. So you have to have a solid, solid defensive line. If you got that, that's where it's all going to start back there with that defense.
No question. And the other part of this offseason puzzle that the Browns have been putting together, and again, not in a splashy way, but I think in a sound way, Dimitri Patterson, a guy who was signed to a one-year contract last year when he was brought aboard from Philadelphia as a free agent, played well enough to convince this team that he deserved to be here on a longer-term basis, or at least re-signed, and that's what was done. So keeping Patterson in the fold, and that tells me a lot. It tells me that not only was he rewarded for what he did a year ago, but more importantly, what this team sees him as, and I think they see him as, and I want this assessment from you, Mr. Cornerback. Does he look like a guy that could compete and be a regular in the starting spot opposite Joe Hayden?
Well, I think there's no question about it. I mean, there's no question about it. You got a guy, he's not a very big guy. He's 5'10". When I say not very big, he's 200 pounds, but he's not very tall. But he plays a lot bigger than he really is. Quick guy. A guy last year didn't have any interceptions, but when we brought him over from Philly, I think he had four. But you are dead right and dead on when you just mentioned he is the guy that I think is going to play the other corner besides Joe Hayden. And it would not surprise me, Vic, and I'm telling you, I love Shelton Brown. I think he's a great guy, been in the league for 10 years, but it will not surprise me if if Demetrius does not compete and possibly win that starting job at the other corner. Because if you notice now, we can move Shelton on the inside, because sure. I'm pretty sure he's a guy that can play at that safety position, and we're going to need some help at that safety position. So I like the way this football team is starting to shape up. I like the way it's shaping up defensively. I know there's a lot of fans, just like the one we heard earlier, that's a little bit upset because we haven't made that big splash. You hit it right on the head. I mean, you look at the most teams that are successful, they're not going out there signing these big-name free agents. Everybody and every strong team is built the way that we're trying to do it here, and that is through the draft.
Yeah, that's a tried and true system, and it is one where you are getting people that fit exactly the way you want them to fit, what you're looking for, what you're trying to identify. You can find those guys in free agency. I'm not saying free agency is a bad thing or a useless element. It isn't. But I get that you believe in the draft and stay true to that and stay true to how you want to build your football team. And there is, you're right about the history of success. When you look at teams that have consistently competed at a high level in this league, they've done that well. Now, it's got to happen. I mean, just to say we believe in the draft isn't good enough. You have to draft well. I mean, you do have to draft well. So, yeah, those folks who do the drafting for this team know they're held accountable to get that right, and this is a very big, critical time for that. We're all sitting back waiting. Fans think they're the only ones out there that, oh, boy, you know, how are they going to do in this draft? Hey, I'm feeling the same thing, and everyone in this building wants the same thing. Everybody connected with this team wants to see that result in real. Realizes that just saying we're building to the draft isn't good enough.
Well, and what's funny too, I mean, the fans, you're right, they want to tell us who to draft or tell Hecker who to draft and all that. And they realize it or they don't realize it is that's what Tom does all day. I mean, he studied these players. He knows these players. He knows them like the back of his hand. I mean, he knows these players a lot better than any of us. Oh, so, I would even try to attempt to tell him who to draft, even though I like Tom. If you're listening, I like Richardson now, the running back out of Alabama.
What a shock that you like an Alabama player, but that's all right.
But here's the thing. That third round pick, those are the pick where we're going to find the diamonds in the rough. Also, you know what I was talking about a little bit off the air before we came on? Mike Wallace, the wide receiver out of Pittsburgh. Pick, where was he? Where did they pick him up?
Third round pick.
And here this guy is in order for anyone to sign him. I mean, they got to give up a first round draft pick for him.
Yeah, he's played to that level. All right, we've got much more coming up in our conversation with Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge. And right now, you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get you quick and safe.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem.
Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Imagine shopping at your corner store and still being able to see and speak with a delivery man through your cell phone, accept a package, and have him leave in your garage, which you can open remotely. Well, now you can with an Alarm Force video relay. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm together for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley. Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Bighorn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000. Cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for the full hour here.
Yeah, this is a story.
Nice. A little rejoin music in that dog theme that our producer Dave DiNatale is doing that in your honor. Right? Do you feel honored?
You know what I really do? I love it. You know, I'm a dog man, so let's play it.
Absolutely. Hey, other stuff going on around the league for sure. And I think this is, you know, this is something I also wanted to make sure we got into, was to talk about, it was a story of yesterday and continues to be the story of today. Denver Broncos bringing in and now signing Peyton Manning. He had the news conference today. John Elway was part of the news conference today. There's another shoe in this, of course, is the Tim Tebow shoe that has to fall, I guess. But let's start with the Manning deal. And a very interesting comment that John Elway made. You remember John Elway, right?
I tell you this.
When I say John Elway, what happens to you? I know you don't bark necessarily.
I just say missed Hall of Fame, missed Super Bowl. Super Bowl comes number one. There's so many guys that's not going to get in because of that. And I give John a hard time. You know what, Vic, though, the nicest guy. John used to have a golf tournament every year that I used to go to.
In Colorado.
I'm telling you, the nicest guy. Guy in the world, and he just looks at me and he just laughs. He said,
"Is that what it is? It's down to just laughing."
Yeah, it's down to laughing. Ouch. Right now.
Ouch. I know it's not that much of a laughing matter, but at least all these years later. Yeah. But anyway, with regard to his comment that he said, and this was interesting, he said, "Got a plan." They were asking him if there was a plan B in this press conference today to the quarterback situation in Denver, and he said, "There is no plan B. We're just talking about plan A. Plan A being Manning." Struck me as, well, at the very least, interesting, and maybe if you're a Broncos fan, maybe a little scary, because plan A had four surgeries on his neck.
Well, I think probably after he said it, it probably hit him too, because that is weird, because again, and you hope Peyton Manning is healthy. I mean, everyone wants to see him, and they want to see him play, and they want to see him play to the caliber that he's played all these years. But again, you have to think about it in the back of your mind. What if he's not completely healed? What if he takes that hard hit and something happens? Who's going to play quarterback for this football team? I tell you, it'd be really nice for the Denver Broncos if they had Tim Tebow as that secure blanket if something happened to Manning. But I tell you what, that's weird. You got it. You know, maybe Tim Tebow is not on the block as we hear.
Well, that's the thing, to see where that's going. I mean, it was easy to assume that Manning comes in and you're Tim Tebow and you don't want to be there anymore because you want your opportunity to be the starter or you want to continue. The last game you started was a playoff game as a quarterback. So that mentality maybe balanced with the idea that you could say, oh, this is an opportunity to learn, Tim, because Peyton Manning isn't here for a long stretch. He's a short answer to that football team. He's looking for a short path to where he wants to go, which is back to the Super Bowl. So if, regardless of what happens, he's there probably a short amount of time, can't you watch, learn?
Well, and I could tell you this, you know, and I would love right now to get into Tebow's mind because football players, I mean, athletes are a different breed. I mean, you could say what you want to say. Now, it would be totally different, I think, if Tim Tebow wasn't the starter, if this wasn't Tim Tebow's football team. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, after the season they had, this was Tim Tebow's football team. He was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He was the guy, the leader of this football team. Now, all of a sudden, they go out and they sign Peyton Manning, and it's totally different. Tebow mania is over right now in Denver. It's the same thing. I'll give you another example. Alex Smith. When San Francisco was even attempt to talk about bringing in Peyton Manning.
Right.
I mean, you could see it. His feelings got hurt. His ego got hurt a little bit. He said, hey, all of a sudden, now I'm going to go out and I'm going to see what I can get on the market with other teams, because I think he was pretty much set in the signing with the San Francisco 49ers. He'll still be signed with the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
But again, egos get hurt, and it's going to be interesting to see how this whole scenario unfolds in Denver. Talking about with Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, because there's widely assumed when the story first broke about Manning to the Broncos that there would be a domino effect with Tebow ending up somewhere where there was a quarterback needy team. Well, there's some quarterback needy teams out there, but it doesn't look like they're pouncing on him. Dolphins bring in David Garrard.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the 49ers.
Who didn't play last year.
Who did not even play last year. You look at the 49ers, and you mentioned, I think they make amends. They make nice, I think, with Alex Smith, and whose coach, by the way, was saying right along that he felt Jim Harbaugh was supportive of this guy, even though they were dipping their toe into the Peyton Manning water. But I guess that's the reality of football. Just as, you know, the Dolphins organization was talking about support for Tony Sperano, but meanwhile, oh yeah, let's take a look at this Jim Harbaugh guy from Stanford, who, you know, before he ended up in San Francisco. So I mean, it is that kind of a business. These are the things that happen, the decisions that are made. I also wonder from Manning's standpoint, because San Francisco had been mentioned as obviously a destination point. Did he realize there that maybe he wasn't going to get the full keys to the offense that he wanted? That maybe there was a little bit of a holdback from Jim Harbaugh saying, okay, we're not quite going to name you our quarterback/offensive coordinator. That might not have happened.
And I think that was very important for him. I mean, that was very, very important, because you know Peyton Manning, he loves to have a say-so, and especially anything that's going to happen on the offensive side of the football. And he want to stand right there at the line of scrimmage. He want to be able to call his plays. And what's going to be interesting to see right now, whether or not they start to bring some of those other pieces to this football team, some of the other players, when I say pieces, to help Peyton Manning, people that already know the offense and very, very familiar with him. But getting back to Tim Tebow, it wouldn't surprise me if Tim Tebow stays on this football team, simply for the reason where you're talking about that plan B or plan A. You got to have a plan B. You have to have another guy able to step in, because, again, you know what you're getting, but you don't know what you're getting with Peyton Manning right now with that bad neck.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt about it that this, you know, he talked about Manning said
He could play Sunday, I guess, if he had to. But he acknowledged a certain level of where his strength was or wasn't. I guess wasn't is the way to talk about that. But that's just being honest. And on one hand, and I guess on the other hand, sort of covering your bases, right? Because for Manning's sake, I said at the beginning of this whole thing that he was in a little bit of a no lose. That if he comes out and has a great comeback, whatever, from this injury, it's a remarkable story. Everybody say, oh, wow, look at Peyton Manning. And you got to see it to believe it. I at least I do. But the flip side is, if it doesn't work out, well, he made a gallant try, a valiant try. Now, maybe people will be critical. Not maybe. People will be critical of the Broncos for taking the flyer. If it's called a flyer, it's a pretty big gamble. If you hear the numbers on this contract, nearly $100 million is being reported on this deal, and it doesn't work out, the Bronco faithful may say, hey, what did you guys do to take this risk and it blows up on us? But Manning fans or people, football fans, are going to say, I'm going to say, hey, he gave it a try. He gave it a try. And the other key is what we don't know about the contract, how well it's written to protect the Broncos.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, Vic, because, you know, again, we hear 5-year, $96 million could exceed $100 million, just like you just mentioned. But I also heard, and again, no one really knows the language that's in the contract, you mentioned, yet. But my understanding is that the Broncos right now, not any of that money is guaranteed.
Right.
Not any of it is guaranteed right now, which is smart. And again, just to let you know, that's we don't know what we're getting with you. And that's why it was surprising to me, just like it was to you, when he came out and made the statement that, hey, this is our plan A. We really don't have a plan B right now.
No, I think that's a critical part. And again, you know, looking at it, and I'd love to hear this from your perspective, if there's any hesitation on the part of a quarterback, if this is affecting his throwing motion in any way, you've gone against your share of guys who've tried to battle through injuries at the quarterback position. It's just the nature of the game. That had to be an advantage for you when you knew they were hesitant at some point.
Well, no question about it. And when we really liked it, it was a shoulder or arm or something. But again, it's that neck.
Yeah.
And that neck is a very, very vital part when he's trying to make that motion or make that move to throw that football, and especially when he's got to get it around to see the entire field. So, yeah, we like that advantage.
You can take a jump on that.
Oh, no question about it. We can take a jump on it. But, Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning.
No.
He is the man.
Yeah, when he's on his game and that's coming out fast, that's what I need to see. Is he the man Peyton Manning, or is he ordinary or less than that? All of us got to see that. And clearly, John Elway, the Broncos have made that investment. They're all in. Well, we say they're all in. If the contract is not guaranteed, I guess they're mostly in.
And I want to say, just hope he's not 100% when we play him. Now, after we play him, I hope he's fine.
Problem,
no problem about it. We can go out and just throw for 500 yards, but not that day.
Great stuff, Hanford, and we will revisit with you at the end of the week.
You got it, partner. Vic, it was good as always.
I enjoyed it. He is Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does, the top dog, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say kaboom.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey Cleveland, it's Will Burge and it's time for another haircut. Check out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Cuyahoga Falls. Open 7 days a week, even Sundays. Located at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls. Follow them on Twitter at LJWickedAwesome.
Please join Jersey Mike's this month for their month of giving as they support Color Your Corner. To make a difference, make it Jersey Mike's and make it count. Over 600 stores nationwide, visit jerseymikes.com.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
Well, that was the first and last time I rode a water buffalo bareback. And so it begins. My co-workers and I make our way to a community table for happier hours at Bonefish Grill. Such atmosphere. It tingles not just my senses, but my very soul. The eclectic blend of music lifts our spirits higher than 1,000 angels on air mattresses. Our bartender mixes a raspberry vodka Collins to a note of a different kind, a mere $5 note. A few shared plates join us. Bang Bang Tacos, Bang Chicken, and Fresh Ceviche all arrive proudly and promptly with the type of sachet only a plate that costs $5 could exhibit. As I dive in, my happiness cup runneth over.
From 4 to 6:30 p.m., try our new lollipop roll sushi. Albacore and ahi tuna, Atlantic salmon, and sweet crab wrapped in cucumber.
Sushi is calling. Cancel my appointments. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, thanks for spending this portion of your Tuesday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you until the top of the hour. Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now and more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Very pleased to be joined right now by longtime Northeast Ohio sports talk show host, Les Levine. Les, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
He is the host, of course, of More Sports and Les Levine. You can see it on Channel 23 on Time Warner. 16 years you've been doing this show.
16 years until they dragged the microphone away from me. I had dark hair at one time.
did you at one point on this? You got the silver-haired fox now. So how much fun are you having talking? I know it's not just Browns talk. You're talking all sports, but how enjoyable is it?
Yeah, Vic, I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. I think that whether we're doing this as a job or not, we probably would be talking sports somewhere along the line, whether
right.
it's at the restaurant, the bar, the barbershop, or whatever. So they throw a microphone and a camera in front of me, and we just go as if I'm talking to my neighbor over the fence.
No, you're right. And there is that part of you that says you do this for a living. You do this as a job, and people laugh at that sometimes. How do you make a living doing this? But the fact of the matter is, you're right. We would do it regardless. It's a fun thing to do. There's passion. The people you engage with, and especially in yours, you take calls. You have guests, I know, in studio, a lot of media guests who cover the sports teams in this market. But you deal with a lot of passionate people.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would work in another market. It certainly works here because I don't have to tell you the fans here are passionate and more passionate as the team struggles. And hopefully they'll be rewarded somewhere along the line, hopefully soon.
I was going to say, because the frustration that a lot of fans have, and we know that is very prominent among a lot of Browns fans, obviously, that comes out. They like to vent sometimes,
yeah.
right? They call you to either provide the answers to the problems or just vent.
Vic, if I were the front office of the Browns, I'd be happy to hear. I wouldn't be happy that people are upset, but
yeah.
as long as things are going the way they have been going, I'd certainly rather have it that way. Than apathy. Apathy
sure.
is the worst you
Apathy's
can have.
Bad. Yeah. No, that's a great point. And someday, like I said, if we're both of us doing this thing and talking about a championship, that would be even more fun.
It would. And my thought is the next day, the first call out of the box would be, yeah, but can we repeat?
Yeah.
No, that's good. Well, Les, let's talk about this too. The Browns as a topic. I'm always curious about this because, again, I know you cover all the major sports teams, but basically all sports in this area. Are they the predominant? Do the Browns dominate in terms of a topic on the
absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely. Somebody in the offices here sneezes, and all of a sudden somebody will comment on it. Yeah, you could go 24/7. You talk about a draft with all the variables and the unknowns and all that stuff, and people are talking about from the day the previous season ends. You can't do that with the Cavaliers. Can't do that with the Indians. And
right. Well, guess what? We'll do that on this show too. We'll talk a little draft, but first let's talk about free agency, which is the more current topic. And from the Browns standpoint, it's been quiet, obviously, but it's been quiet because a lot of the moves have been internal, starting with the extension of DeQuell Jackson's contract before free agency began, identifying a very important player and extending him. And people I know just sort of like take that as, yeah, well, he's already here. He's not a new face. But to make a move like that, first of all, that's a commitment of dollars. And secondly, I think it's a smart thing to do because you're doing what you can to keep this defense, which has been the strength of your team, as strong, if not stronger.
You know, it's just funny. Fans talk about, let's bring in this guy or let's sign that guy. And then you're forgetting you're taking somebody from some other team. When somebody does that for DeQuell Jackson or somebody along those lines, you're absolutely right. Keeping a guy is almost, when his contract's up, that's almost like signing a free agent.
Yeah, it is. And the same is true with doing a deal with Dimitri Patterson. Again, already here, but a guy who proved himself on a one-year contract that he was worth keeping in that secondary. He might very well be fighting for or taking a starting job opposite Joe Hayden next season.
Right. And going back to DeQuell Jackson, here's a guy who was injured for so terrible injuries that he had. And it's almost like a reward. And I think fans sort of like their front offices to show some loyalty the other way. You know, and DeQuell has to show some loyalty, too. You know, he's getting the paychecks while he was hurt, and now it's time to pay it back.
And a good guy. I mean, I think that's the other nice thing here is that you're rewarding someone who is an exemplary player, you know, someone for your team that you're proud of to wear the uniform and to be a good presence, I think, on and off the field. That's not a small consideration.
No, it isn't. But some fans would say, you know, I'm tired of nice guys. Let's go find some bad guys and win a championship.
You just want winning.
And I remember Erich Barnes back in the 60s when he was with the Giants. Everybody hated him. He was a dirty player. We got him. All of a sudden, he was just aggressive.
Yeah, no, your perspective changes if he's with you or the opposition. Les, in terms of the addition that this team did make, bringing in Frosty Rucker, guy from the Bengals who has been a solid player for them, but a guy who was part of a rotation for that team and really has the opportunity, had his best season statistically, 4 sacks last year for the Bengals, part of a good defense, looks to me like a guy who could factor in and help improve a Browns defensive line that was already pretty good.
Yeah, he's not a big name that a lot of people would recognize, but I think obviously when you got the draft choices you got last year from the defensive line, that's a good start. You got lucky, and I don't want to say it's luck, but fortunate that there were no injuries involved, but injuries are part of the game, so you need somebody like this.
Longtime Northeast Ohio sports talk show host Les Levine is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Les, the other part of it is looking at the rest of the holes and the needs that this team has. A lot of talk was about getting a quarterback. It's looking more and more now like Colt McCoy would stick as the starter. I no one is saying or putting that in stone. There's still a draft to be held, and you could still address the position of quarterback there, but I'm not necessarily thinking that the Browns, now that the Robert Griffin III situation, it looks to be settled with Washington taking him after that trade, second overall, and of course Andrew Luck going to the Colts with the top overall pick, that there's another guy that you're really drafting to say, okay, this will be our starter this year. I think it looks more and more like Colt's the guy.
You know, I might be the only guy, a media guy in town, who said that was the right thing to do. And I thought that Tom Heckert and Pat Shermer and Mike Holmgren, you know, I wouldn't say raving about Colt McCoy, but they were saying all the right things, whether it was by design that they were hoping to get somebody else and might be still and couldn't get him and then stuck with him, or that was the plan all along. I think they were right in doing that, and I don't think there was enough in on the resume of McCoy. I think there were so many questions about the offensive line, the running game, the core of wide receivers. I got the feeling that people started to think he wasn't any good, and I'm not sure why they got that impression.
Hmm.
You know, maybe the lasting impression is the last interception that he threw against Pittsburgh, and he shouldn't have even been in the game.
Right.
So maybe that's what's sticking with people. I think there's a long way to go with him, and I didn't want to give up as much as they were talking about giving up.
You know, the lasting impression for me, and you definitely bring up that interception, and that sticks with you, but you do sort of put that asterisk on it because of when it followed with him suffering the concussion. But earlier in the game, at the start of the game, where this team was attacking and aggressive, and watching what Colt was able to do, the capability there, that stuck with me. I saw it, and I know, again, one moment, one game, but you say to yourself, or I was saying to myself, this could be special if this guy's able to do this on a consistent basis.
You looked at the stats from that game. They weren't all that impressive, but as the game went on, I thought he did a lot of good things there. And those are the teams you got to beat. You got to beat the teams in your own division.
And it's vitally important, to say the least, that he is surrounded by people that can make plays and can bring out the better or the best in him. My judgment on him, like yours, it was difficult because of the limited body of work, but I believe as I look at how this draft is approached, that it's imperative to find people that allow him, but allow the offense to do something other than just struggle along and not get in the end zone. And you're going to get more out of, I think, Colt McCoy, but I think you're going to get more out of a lot of players who are already here. Greg Little would be a better player with one or two other receivers who are making plays around him.
Sure, and I think that when you look at McCoy and you rate him on a 1-10 basis at that position, and then you rate the wide receivers, you rate some the running game and all that, I think McCoy probably stacks up as high or higher a 1 out of 10 than some of the other areas. In other words, if there were a lot of problems on this team, I didn't think he was in the top 5 or 6 problems.
Right. No, I think you make a valid point. Again, the other equation here, or the other part of the equation, is offensive line making that better. Tony Pashos gone. No surprise there that they've moved on and want to get a better answer at right tackle. This draft gives them a chance, you think, to do that.
Right, and I think some of the fans had hoped you could address that in free agency, and that still may happen.
Right. It's still early in free agency.
It's still early. Some guys may be looking to see where other guys are going and then what opens up there. I think you have the first big splash, and then other guys may fall in place here. But plenty of areas, if Tom Heckert and his guys do the right thing, they can make improvements in a whole bunch of places.
What do you see as far as the running game? This town had such a great attachment, obviously, to Peyton Hillis.
Right.
And it was one magical season, but nonetheless a magical season in 2010. And a lot happened last year, I know, that could sour the feelings of people about him. But what do you see now going forward with regard to what this team already has at the position, and how do you see maybe the position being addressed going forward?
Yeah, well, I think that's a position where you can find guys. I don't know that you need a top draft choice. I don't think you need a super name. I think that there are serviceable guys out there. I think there's questions, though. You lose Hillis. You look at Hardesty. Hopefully the injuries now have taken their course, and maybe at this point he's ready to go. Jackson, I think they still need to shore it up somewhere along the line.
Yeah, via the draft or, again, free agency perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't go with number four for a running back.
No, that's kind of high for that pick, but I think you can get a dynamic playmaker. I mean, some will argue Trent Richardson, the running back for Alabama, is the guy you should go with there, but you could make arguments probably equally strong, if not stronger, for Justin Blackman, wide receiver, and that too may be a bit high for a receiver.
I think this year that may not be too high.
Right.
That's the way I would lean, because you talk about the offense, and the number one thing with the offense, if it's all working the way it's supposed to, is yards after catch. He's the one guy out there that I think can make yards after catch. You're right. I don't think you go with a running back that high. Normally, you don't go with a receiver that high. I think this year might be an exception.
Good stuff, Les, and appreciate you stopping by.
My pleasure.
He is Les Levine, a longtime sports talk show host here in Northeast Ohio. You can catch more sports and Les Levine on Channel 23 Time Warner, airs 6 to 7 p.m., actually the same time slot as this show, but, you know, do some multitasking.
They replay it at 11, so you can catch
replay,
it then.
There you go. There you listen to the show and then this show and then replay, watch the replay of that show. But anyway, great stuff, and we'll have you back again.
My pleasure.
He is Les Levine. All right, stick around. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Spring is here, Harley riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
The 2012 Cleveland Browns. Commitment, confidence, the promise of a plan paying off.
We are driven. We put pressure on ourselves to do the right things to get this thing turned around and going in the right direction.
We have a lot of evaluations to do, and we're going to get the best players we can.
Team up with the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets on sale now at 440-824-3434 or clevelandbrowns.com.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get too quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hi, welcome to Honda's Really Big Sales Event.
I'm looking for a new car.
You're in luck then.
How so?
We've got loads of inventory and really big deals right now.
Sweet. Tell me about this beauty.
That's the Honda Accord. It's been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 26 times.
26 times?
26 times.
Excellent. What's this one?
That's the Honda Civic. It's a lot of fun, and it's the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class.
Great.
And both the Civic and Accord sedans are 2012 IIHS top safety picks.
I love them both. If you were me, which one would you pick?
Can't answer that.
Why not?
If I'm you, there's no me to ask to be you.
Right. I'll be you then.
Okay. If you were me, which would you get?
The Accord Coupe, that red one over there.
That's what I was thinking. How's the deal?
Right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing on the Civic or the Accord.
Awesome. I'll take it.
What just happened here?
I have no idea.
Honda's Really Big Sales Event. Real deals, big inventory. Now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ProQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs. Visit libertymutual.com/agents to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today.
Driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Your questions? This is Driven by Liberty Ford, the Ask Vic portion of our show. It's portions, but they're both driven by Liberty Ford, and you can ask these questions via the Browns official Facebook or Twitter pages. You can also call in, and many of you are doing that, our voicemail line, and we love it when you do that. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138. Via Facebook, Zach, I say go get Tebow. Could use him as a receiver, or since he likes to run the ball, let him. At least the kid has heart. I like that, Zach. I don't think the Browns are pursuing Tim Tebow, and I don't see him as a real good fit from the standpoint of what this team needs at quarterback. I don't think, and as opposed to, say, a guy who's coming out of college, a player who's already in the league, who is really, really a developmental player, who the Broncos wouldn't wrap their future around a guy whose last start came in the playoffs, tells me a lot. And watching him play and watching what I don't see in him as a passer, as a guy who fits in an offense that I think is structured to, it is structured for a quarterback to work from the pocket, make reads, do some things on the move, but not be the ad-lib guy that Tebow is. That's where the bad fit is. Your other points about his heart and everything else he has, absolutely, every team could use that. But I think it'll be interesting just to see how it unfolds, if there is really another team out there that would want to bring him in, or to what level they would invest in trying to bring him in. Matthew via Twitter. Will the Browns go hard in the draft for a permanent starting right tackle? I think so, Matt. I really do. I mean, I'm not ruling out free agency as a route for this, as a possible place where this team could find help. But I think it is in the draft where they go for right tackle help. Absolutely. Ryan via Twitter. Are you looking into the possibility of an Alex Smith visit? If so, wine and dine that man. And then he puts hashtag winner. I love that. Well, personally, I hope you're not looking for me to do the whining and dining of him, although I've found a few good places here. It depends on what kind of expense account I'm allowed. But no, I don't think they'll leave that up to me to handle. But I know your point. I don't think it's going to be that Alex Smith is available, truly. I think he's going to stick with the 49ers. And I think, I'm not saying that there was always an understanding of that, but I think he saw enough of what he was a part of there on the doorstep of the Super Bowl to say, okay, they didn't get Manning. You know, maybe they didn't love me during that stretch. They love me now. And I think he knows that and wants to stay with that and that continuity. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and Les Levine. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.